Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 26th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, WestRock has broken ground on a new plant in Longview, Washington. Also making headlines this past week, North Carolina's governor is urging Pact of Evergreen to keep their paper mill open in Canton. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 24th at 48.17, up 34 points or 0.7% from the March 17th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 2-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.4%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Sunoco, up 8%, followed by Vertiv, gaining 6.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was DS Smith, down 8%. Over the past year, Graphic Packaging has been the top performer, gaining 18%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 78%. Over the same month, 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 0.4%, while the PM40 is unchanged. And we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Parana. Clubin inaugurates port terminal in Paranagua. Clubin, the largest producer and exporter of paper and packaging and sustainable solutions of paper packaging in Brazil, made official Wednesday the 22nd the starting of operations of the Clubin port terminal, known as PAR-01, located on the Wharf Commercial Center at the port of Paranaira in Panara, with the capacity to receive 1 million tons of pulp and paper per year. The terminal is part of an investment package in logistics made by the company in the state in recent years. With the operation, the unloading of short and long fiber pulp, fluff pulp, and paper from the Puma units located in Ortigueira and from the Monte Alegre unit in Telemarco, Borba, can be carried out within the port of Paranaguá, with a structure that covers an area of 27,530 square meters, leased by Klabin for 25 years. In an auction held in August of 2019, the new operation also brings productivity and competitiveness to Klabin in break bulk, a mode of maritime cargo transport without the use of containers, which ships large volumes directly inside the ships, allowing customers to be served on a large scale and with operational excellence. That's good news, folks. Dayline Schweden. SCA puts into operation new kraftliner machine at the Obbola paper mill in Sweden. The world's largest machine for the production of kraftliner has entered service in Obbola plant in Västerbotten, Sweden. That's Västerbotten, Sweden. This major project has been completed ahead of schedule and within budget, significantly increasing opportunities to produce packaging materials that replace plastic, SCA said. Quote, at full capacity, the machine will increase capacity from 400,000 metric tons to 725,000 metric tons per year, enabling our renewable kraftliner to replace large amounts of plastic and improve the plant's competitiveness on the global market, says Gustav Nygren, SCA Obbola plant director. The expansion investment project has a total budget of 7.5 billion Swedish kroners, which is $727 million, of which approximately 1 billion Swedish kroners, that's $97 million, have been earmarked for environmental improvements at the site. Now, for example, a biofuel-fired Mesa furnace has been installed at the plant with the potential to phase out the use of fossil fuels and save 20,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. The new kraftliner machine is manufactured by German global technology company Voith. We all know Voith. The total weight of the parts delivered to build the 250-meter-long machine reached 11,000 metric tons. Now, when Obbola reaches full capacity, it is estimated that the machine will produce 725,000 metric tons of kraftliner a year. The path to full capacity requires a new recycled fiber processing unit, which will be housed in the old machine room and will be ready by the summer. That's good news, folks. Good news. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Dublin. Smurfit Kappa completes exit from the Russian market. Smurfit Kappa Group announces that it has completed its exit from the Russian market. The group announced its intention to exit the Russian market in an orderly manner on April 1, 2022. That's no April Fool's Day joke. And subsequently entered into an agreement to sell its Russian operations to local management. Following the approval of the Russian authorities and the completion of all necessary administrative processes, the group's operations in Russia have now been sold to local management. The operations include a bag-in-box facility and two corrugated plants in St. Petersburg and a corrugated plant in Moscow. Dayline Helsinki. UPM plans capacity reduction at Shoganau and accelerates its exit plan in Sterrenmuel. UPM plans to adapt its uncoded publication paper capacity to a long-term profitable customer demand. The capacity reductions are planned and to take place in Germany and Austria. First, UPM Communication Papers plans to permanently close paper machine number 6 at UPM's Shoganau, Germany facility, reducing the annual capacity of uncoated publication papers by 165,000 metric tons by the end of the second quarter 2023. Second, UPM Communication Papers accelerates the earlier announced stop of production at its Sterrenmuel mill by 6 months. The exit of a total annual capacity of 320,000 metric tons of newsprint will take place already by the end of the second quarter of 2023. Production on the cost-competitive paper machine 7 and 9 in Shoganau, as well as on the other 4 machines, uncoated publication papers at UPM in Germany and Finland, is planned to continue with a total annual capacity of 1.8 million metric tons. The employee consultation process in Shoganau is planned to start immediately in line with local legislation. The machine is planned to be closed after the consultation process has been finalized. Would the plan be implemented, the total reduction of personnel at UPM Shoganau is estimated at 135 folks. The COVID-19 years caused demand disruptions in the graphics papers market, followed by a period of high inflation and unprecedented volatility last year, UPM said. Now that the volatility is subsiding, or easing, so to speak, the graphic paper market is returning to its long-term trend of declining demand, which has characterized the industry for over a decade, UPM said. Now, at the same time, UPM has decided to stop the newsprint production at Sterrenmuel newsprint mill by the second quarter of 2023. UPM says, "We thereby accelerate the plans to ensure competitive production at our remaining newsprint mills machines in Europe. This decision will have no impact on the plans for the Sterrenmuel site, and its employees will, as communicated on the 21st of June of 2022. In the case of Sterrenmuel UPM will recognize charges of 10 million euros as items affecting comparability in its first quarter 2023 results. For the planned closure of Shoganau PM6, UPM will recognize restructuring charges of 26 million euros as items affecting comparability in its first quarter 2023 results. The planned actions are estimated to result in annual fixed cost savings of 13 million euros. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's NorexEco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. when you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canton, North Carolina. Governor urges Pact of Evergreen to keep their North Carolina paper mill open. Governor Roy Cooper urged the operators of a large western North Carolina paper mill set to shutter to find a way to keep it running, saying that a closure would have a devastating effect on the region and its people. Pact of Evergreen announced earlier in the month that it is expected to close its Canton mill during the second quarter as part of a restructuring of its beverage merchandising operations. About 1,100 employees are expected to lose their jobs. In a letter, Cooper asked Pact of Evergreen CEO Mike King to explore all options to keep the mill operating, whether through a sale, repurposing of the plant, or any other means. The mill has been in operation for more than a quarter of a century and has been a lifeblood of that town and that region, Cooper wrote. He continues, "Our priority remains to support the people affected by this unexpected closure by providing any available resources to their relief and recovery," end of quote. The company said in its March 6th announcement that about 1,300 positions would be eliminated with the closing of the Canton Mill and a converting facility in Olmsted Falls, Ohio. Now, Cooper also put the company on notice that the state would seek to recover $12 million in state fund of incentives to keep the mill operating if it closed. A job maintenance and capital development grant announced in late 2014 between the state and the two subsidiaries required the company to retain at least 800 full-time workers through the end of 2024, according to Cooper. Cooper said, quote, "If you follow through on your announced plans, we will demand full repayment of those funds," end of quote. Attorney General Josh Stein sent a separate letter to King that went further, demanding his company repay the grant fund immediately based on the company's clear intent to breach the agreement. Stein also reminded King of Pact of Evergreen's responsibilities to address any outstanding environmental issues at the mill site. Local officials have pledged resources to the workers who are expected to be laid off. Cooper's state government budget proposal released last week recommended $5 million be set aside to support employees and community needs in Canton. The budget document said any incentives clawed back from the two subsidiaries would be used to help Canton. Dateline Rochester, New York. International paper employee in critical condition after getting trapped in machinery. An employee of International Paper is hospitalized after getting trapped inside machinery while operating it this past Sunday evening, according to the Rochester Police Department. The department said that they responded to the paper mill and found a male employee on the ground with his co-workers performing CPR. The members of the Rochester Fire Department and AMR performed life-saving measures on the scene. The worker was taken to Strong Memorial Hospital, where he remained in critical condition. According to investigators, the employee was operating heavy machinery before getting trapped inside. He was extracted from the machinery by his co-workers before they began life-saving measures. Officials said they will be investigating the cause of this accident. The company provided the following statement. On Sunday, March 19th, at approximately 11:30 p.m., a team member was involved in an incident at International Paper's Rochester plant. The team member had been transported by emergency medical services to the hospital to receive treatment. We are cooperating with authorities to determine the exact cause of the incident. Safety is a core value at International Paper. Our thoughts are with the team member and their family. Dateline Canada, Conifex Timber signs agreement with crypto mining company in British Columbia, Canada. Greenidge Generation Holdings Incorporated, a cryptocurrency data center and host and power generation company, has executed a new hosting agreement with Conifex Timber Incorporated. Chesquenee Nation, a First Nation with a traditional territory in north-central British Columbia, will be collaborating with Conifex Timber in supplying hosting services to Greenidge. Under the initial agreement, Conifex Timber will host 750 miners on behalf of Greenidge with a capacity of approximately 80 PHS. The agreement includes consideration for a potential expansion of 25 megawatts of mining capacity using renewable energy. Quote, Greenidge is working towards deploying up to 10,000 miners, and this new partnership with Conifex Timber is an important step in that direction, said Dave Anderson, chief executive officer of Greenidge. Dave continues, quote, this project will expand our operations and utilize renewable power to do it. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Longview, Washington. WestRock breaks ground on new plant in Longview, Washington. Clayco, a full-service turnkey real estate architecture, engineering, design, build, and construction firm, celebrated the groundbreaking of WestRock's new 410,000-square-foot corrugated box plant in Longview, Washington. Located just outside the Vancouver, Washington metropolitan area, this marks the first collaboration between Clayco and WestRock. Developed by JB2 Partners and owned by an investment fund managed by Elm Tree Funds, the new building will host a WestRock corrugated manufacturing operations, which will create about 40 jobs in Longview, Washington, when production begins in fall of 2023. Situated on 23.5 acres, the single-story concrete tilled-up manufacturing facility will have a clearance height of 44 feet. Congratulations, folks. Dateline, Indianapolis, Indiana. R.R. Donnelly closing Plainfield, Indiana facility and eliminating 79 jobs. R.R. Donnelly & Sons will close its Plainfield facility and axing 979 jobs. The company confirmed the plan in a notice to the state and posted on the Development Workforce Development website this month. R.R. Donnelly cited challenging market conditions as the reason to permanently close the facility on AirTech Parkway near the Indianapolis International Airport. On a facility, R.R. Donnelly called the 270,000-square-foot facility one of its largest in the company. Quote, R.R.D. Plainfield provides final-stage product assembly, medical device kitting, direct-to-consumer web fulfillment, and point-of-purchase, POP, display assembly, according to the company website. The company told state officials the closing will begin May 14th and should be completed within 2 weeks. Dateline Escanaba, Michigan, 35 cases of illness among Escanaba Billerud Mill workers. Local health officials are continuing to investigate a cluster of pneumonia cases among Escanaba paper mill workers that is believed to be caused by a fungus. Public Health Delta and Menomee counties, also known as PHDM, was first notified of several atypical pneumonia infections in individuals employed at the Escanaba Billerud Mill on February 28th. As of this last Friday, there have been 35 cases of blastomycosis identified, either as confirmed cases or probable cases among mill workers. An additional 9 suspected cases are awaiting test results. Blastomycosis is a disease associated with fungus that grows in moist and decomposing matter such as wood and leaves. People can get blastomycosis infection by breathing in fungal spores from the air. It does not spread from person to person or between animals and people. Now, blastomycosis infections are rare, and the number of cases being identified in Escanaba is unusually high. Over the past 5 years, only 26 cases has been reported annually for the entire state of Michigan on average. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.